Good morning. The opportunity to share my thoughts about my journey on the Nembutsu path is an activity that I consider important and a privilege. However, I'm never sure what to talk about and whether my experience on the Nembutsu path is common, whether my experience is shared by others, or whether my experience is uncommon and unique. I was born in Kona, grew up in Aiea, attended University High School in Honolulu, and graduated from Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. Served in the U.S. Air Force and had a career at HMSA. I come from a Jodo Shinshu family and continue to be an active member at Hawaii Betsuin. I am a minister lay assistant with Tohu O'odham, and I am also involved in the interfaith community. Yesterday, I spent a few hours preparing a White Way talk about the scholarly insights of two professors who wrote a December 4, 2017 New York Times article entitled, "In Dark Times, Dirty Hands Can Still Do Good." Reverend Ron Kobata had planned to use this article for his talk story dialogue at Hawaii Betsuin, but participants steered the discussion to the essential Jodo Shinshu teachings. The news article presented insights about engaged Buddhism. The authors specifically described Shinran Shonin's unique understanding that every one of us contributes to the messy, impure world that we live in, yet even with dirty hands, we can do good to relieve suffering of less fortunate people in our community and the world. Nevertheless, I decided not to talk about the news article. Shortly, you'll be able to read this article on the Hawaii Betsuin website for your consideration and perhaps use it as a topic for a Dharma dialogue. 2 years ago, and last November, my wife, Rosemary, and I attended the Parliament of the World Religions. The Parliament draws about 8,000 participants from a variety of religions, spiritual and cultural traditions from all over the world. We were informed about topics such as global warming, human trafficking, plight of indigenous people, economic disparity, empowerment of women, and interfaith initiatives, to name a few. We were informed about the problems of the world and recommended solutions. This seven-day event is one of information overload, and for me, I'm not able to make a positive commitment to any one of the solutions. With all of the World Parliament information about the messy world we live in, I've decided that being the best grandfather I can be is my top priority. Nowadays, when asked, "Who am I?" or "What do you do?" I say, "I am a grandfather." For me, that means being present whenever the opportunity to engage with my grandchildren occurs. And being present means being mindful about what I do and what I say, and it means demonstrating care, love, and respect, knowing that every grandchild is a real and separate human person, just like myself. I'm 75 years old and grandfather to three grandchildren, two boys who are 7 and 2.5 years respectively, and a three-year-old granddaughter. As we only have one or two girls in the extended Goto family, this granddaughter is truly a princess. Clearly, I am not my grandchildren's parent. This is not my job, not my responsibility. We will always be parents to our sons, but we are not in the child-rearing business anymore. I have a special role and place in the family. I am granddad. I am a supporter, a safekeeper, and a cheerleader. I have personal perspectives about impermanence. First, my wife and I babysat two of our grandchildren when they were infants before they were sent to a paid babysitter. With each grandchild, we fed them, changed their diapers, put them to nap, and watched them grow. We saw them turn over, then scoot, then stand, and begin the coordinated effort to walk. For me, I describe this entire experience as the joy of impermanence. And this sense of joy is always present as they continue to grow, evidenced by the height markings on our dining room wall. Secondly, I am aware of the dark side of impermanence, for at my age, I may not be here to see any of my grandchildren graduate from high school or college, and I will probably not be there at their weddings. Just as the Buddha already knew, I am truly aware of impermanence in terms of my aging, probable sickness, and death. In conclusion, I hope that those of you who are grandparents will share your unique insights and perspectives about being grandparents with your family members and your Sangha. Your experiences and insights may be the same or different, but whatever they are, sharing our experiences on the Nembutsu path makes us aware of the human condition and Amida's wisdom and compassion that surrounds us all. I'm grateful to Moiliu Honganji for this opportunity to share my journey on the Nembutsu path. Namo Amida Butsu.